The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Let me switch that off. Okay, we are sitting on Tuesday evening out here on the West Coast watching this drone story. It keeps getting to be more interesting, actually, because of the amount of lies that are being spewed by the highest levels of government. Other people are still trying to figure it out and suggesting all kinds of different things, but the point of fact is, these issues are known. The military knows. Nothing moves without them knowing it. They know. They know everyone. And if the truth is that they really are invisible to radar, that's astonishing. That's a 100% stealth capability. We don't officially have that. So think about it. And then the other thing is that allegedly, it doesn't throw off a heat signature, infrared heat, any kind of heat. And they have moving parts, propellers. You know damn well they're going to generate heat. That's what things do when they rub against each other like a propeller does in a motor. It's crazy. So somebody's lying. Lots of people are lying. And I don't know. In just a minute here, I'll bring you up to date on the latest. The headline is Department of Defense doubles down, says drones are not U.S. military assets. All right, well, maybe they're working for the NEST department. That's NEST, look it up. Nuclear Energy Service, what the hell is it? Anyway, I can never get it. The first two words are nuclear energy, and their job is to track nuclear radiation, whether it's leaking from a nuclear power plant or something else. And I also found out that all the bridges in New York have on both sides, both ends, devices that actually will sense or sniff, so to speak, for radiation. And what they're going to look for are gamma rays, which are part and parcel of plutonium, uranium, etc. And they can't be covered up. You can put 4 feet of lead around a source, and it will not cut out completely the gamma radiation that's getting turned loose. About 50% at best is what I'm told. Frank Joseph is here, and he's sitting by. I'm being very polite while I ramble on here. Hello, Frank. Welcome back. Lots going on.
Hello. You are polite, but you're not rambling, that's for sure. A lot of great points you bring up. And I'm just like everybody else, just like you. I don't claim to know any inside information that would explain all this, but I'm curious to know. So what I've done for our show tonight is I've tried to stick to a very famous paraphrase from Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes. Uh-huh. And he says, when you have eliminated all which is unlikely, then whatever remains, however improbable, is more likely to be the truth. So I've spent the last, well, most of today going over as much of this drone phenomena, this flap, whatever you want to call it, and just trying to find the facts, that's all. And
Frank,
boy, when you say the government is lying, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, everybody's lying.
Everybody's lying,
fact,
except you and me, right?
That's about it, and our listeners. Here's the deal. These drones are acting strangely. If you've looked at the top video on the homepage, I hope you have. If you haven't, you need to put that on your must-see list. There are two different video segments in that video showing drones. Not the drones that are flashing red and blue and green or whatever the color may be. The drones that are just white orbs. There are two instances of them shooting what appear to be segmented laser rays, laser beam. But it's not a solid beam. It's going down in pieces in a straight line, perfectly configured as if it were a beam, but it's got breaks in between it. It's shooting at something on the ground, about 45 degrees down. At the same time it's shooting down on the ground, this is in video, it's moving toward what it's shooting at. That's one. The other thing is these groups, when they start swirling in the starry, there's a section called Starry Night, I believe, and they're swirling and going all around. They're not chasing each other. They're independently moving in all sorts of different, every angle you can imagine. And they're actually then just disappearing, and then some of them come back on and light up, but not like flash. It's like a fade in and a fade out. Very strange things going on. That video is a must see. Let me play this. It's a minute and 44, then we're going to get into what you found today. This is the Department of Defense story I just quoted about what's going on in New Jersey. So here we go.
Military bases at this point, have there been any possibilities of collecting what sort of information these drones are doing or anything like that?
Yeah, again, just to kind of put this into context, and I know that our colleagues at the White House, FAA, DHS, FBI have all made this point. It's over 1 million drones registered in the United States, and on any given day, approximately 8,500 drones are, in flight. And so the vast majority of these drones are going to probably be recreational or hobbyist.
Excuse my French. Bullshit.
The commercial drones, used in things like architecture, engineering, farming, or they could be used for law enforcement. Is it possible that some of those drones could be up to malign activity? It's entirely possible, but the vast majority, that is not, the case. And in the case of drones flying near or over U.S. military installations, that in and of itself, just given the volume of drone flights we see on a given day, is not something that's new. We take all of those seriously. We will typically, when we detect them, attempt to classify them and take appropriate measures. Is it possible that some of those are surveilling? Absolutely. But can you make that assumption in every case? Not necessarily. So in each case, commanders have the authority, installation commanders and authorities have the authority to respond appropriately, and we'll continue to do that.
That means they can shoot something down if they feel it's a threat, but they're not. This guy, that was one helping after another of more lies. They know exactly what's going on here. And if they don't, we're in big trouble. How's that? Go ahead, Frank, please.
Well, just like this gentleman, they claim they don't know where these drones are coming from. They have no idea. Now, that's kind of strange because since 2012, our government and other governments have been operating networks of geostationary satellites. They are global trackers since 2012. First of all, they know, and these tracking networks. No, we're absolutely, everything is at all times. Everything is flying. They can find the license plate of a truck in a suburb of Moscow and have that information for you immediately. So for them to say they don't know what they're not paying, they don't pay any attention to their geostationary satellites, which have been in operation for like 12 years. They don't know where they're coming from.
They're just people like you and I having fun. Running our drones, that's all.
Yeah. The other thing is, there's a radar facility in New York. This is no secret. This has been out for some years. This is the most powerful radar facility in the world. It's run by the United States Air Force in New York, and it can pinpoint any aircraft that's moving, flying at all, as far away as Florida. I mean, it knows exactly where these things are. It makes no difference if it's large or small. It makes no difference. The U.S. government is repeating a mantra saying there is no danger, nothing to worry about. There's a real nonchalant attitude. Well, why is this being done? If you look behind the words or beyond the words, this is all just to calm people down. I believe that they do not know where these things are coming from. I don't think they know anything, but I'll get into that in a minute. And they say there's no danger constantly, over and over, whenever you hear any kind of news coverage on that. And this real sort of a casual attitude. Well, the English don't feel quite this nonchalant. The British government has issued a plea to the United States Air Force for aid in protecting high security zones, both British and NATO, and then there's American security bases, which are being buzzed, which are being surveilled by these drones, so-called drones. The Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany has been surveilled by these, and is probably continuously surveilled by these so-called drones. So it's not something that's confined to New Jersey. It's all over the world now. It's global. As far as no danger, well, two airports have been shut down temporarily, one in Ohio, the other in New York. I'd say that's a little, they might have taken that a little bit more seriously than no danger to shut down an entire airport. These drones are hovering over restricted airspace at nuclear power plants and military installations. Airline pilots all over the West Coast, especially the Northwest Coast, Oregon, British Columbia, are seeing these things. They do not call them drones, though. The air traffic that you can get on YouTube, you can just keyboard these things in, is talking about these sightings of these craft that are in flying zones. That is definitely a hazardous condition. The most dramatic that I've ever seen on this particular issue, and again, you can just go to YouTube and keyboard this in, is in Iran somewhere. They don't say where in Iran. And it is footage, it is coverage of anti-aircraft fire, which is being delivered by the Iranian ground forces against one of these drones. And you can see the ground fire spot on to the target, going right towards it. That's a barrage. It is literally, I'm sure that there are several batteries firing simultaneously at the so-called drone. And these batteries are spot on, and every time a shell or whatever it is, a rocket, I can't tell, nears the object, it's deflected. Every one of them are deflected. They score no hits whatsoever. And this goes on for about 2 minutes of solid firing. Not a single hit is scored, and at the end of the video, the drone just leisurely flies away. So,
Frank, do you have that video? If you can send that video,
I can definitely get it for you. I can tell you one place where you can find it right away, just off the top of my head. On YouTube, there is a site called The Angry Astronaut.
Oh, yeah.
And you plug into that, and you will, I think it's the latest or the second latest angry astronaut. And he has that footage. It's elsewhere. He's not the only one that runs it, but that's the one I know. You can see where the Iranians are firing furiously on this object, which is just hanging around, and all the shots are exploding kind of in a diverted way. Just amazing. Now, your take on this, you shared it with me, and you talked about this in the introduction, is a radiation hotspot. And I think that is really interesting. I'd not heard of this before. I went back and I looked at your
let me be real clear.
Yeah,
I'm
ahead.
Not saying a radiation hotspot has been discerned, discovered, or pinpointed. I'm saying NEST, the NEST team, does this coast to coast. They used to use Cessnas, and they'd fly over an entire city back and forth, and they could pinpoint any release of gamma radiation. That means uranium, plutonium. They're certainly using drones now, but so many, 50 at a time, coming up over
the
ocean, not out of the ocean. There are incongruities here that make no sense. That's the point. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying that makes an excellent point, and I think that really needs to be re-examined. As you said, now they're using drones and so on. I don't think, though, that, as you insinuated, I don't think that applies to this particular issue, because there are so many of these sightings that are seen almost around the world in many different parts of the world. And not only that, but we're coming up on just about a month of these sightings. Every single night,
sightings
have been made.
And perhaps, Frank, excuse me, in no other location that I know of, are there anywhere near this many? The intensity of sighting is not at this level. This is really unusual. Now, coming in from the ocean is also an indicator. Now, I also want to mention that in the video at the top of the homepage, you will see about 12 round white orbs in perfect formation go down into the ocean. And as each one splashes into the ocean, there's a big splash. You can see it. It's a daylight video. So
yeah.
This is interesting, too. But the idea that there's just one kind of drone, forget that. There's several kinds of things at work here. It might be a mixture of UFO, ET type of things, looking around. What the hell are these people doing down there? I don't know. We don't know yet. But it doesn't fall into any easy category where a simple answer is going to suffice. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you. It is complex, and I think there are many different elements in this stew. But if we can eliminate as much as we can as unlikely and then concentrate on what we have, like, we may be in the right direction. Another explanation is that, this is all just military stuff. This is all top secret stuff that the government's doing, highly advanced stuff. I don't think so because, well, to be honest, folks, the United States military is in bad shape financially and every which way. We don't have the resources to develop top secret crazy stuff like this. An example is what is one of our major punches up there in the air? It's the B-52. Well, you know the B-52s are 69 years old, and imagine that the plane first flew in 1955. It was commissioned in 1955, and we're still using this old workhorse. That's an indication that we're not the type top flight thing that we used to be. The other thing that's to be brought
up. Oh, by the way, another thing to add to that.
Yeah.
Hold on, our last ICBM was built, Minuteman III, in the 1970s. Our last, that's our newest ICBM, and those things have to be maintained all the time. These are horse and buggy compared to the technology that Russia has.
I mean, our there have been so many critics, military critics, on the condition of our armed forces that it is really becoming, and a lot of it is, obsolete. Like I said, the B-52 is almost 70 years old, and we're still using it because we have to. The other thing I think that's really very points this up is that, let's assume these are all military secrets that are run over. You think they're going to be testing all these hundreds of different craft over urban areas? Research craft? I mean, what if one of those things falls down and hurts somebody? That's not good PR for the military. So the idea
Plus
that they are...
They could also lose the technology. They could also lose the tech. Of course.
You lose the tack, everything. But, I mean, can you imagine somebody testing high-tech stuff over concentrated areas of people, urban areas and city? I mean, that's preposterous. So it's not the military. They have something also called Project Blue Beam, which may or may not exist, who knows, which is a staged, artificial, supposed fantasy invasion from outer space in order to terrorize.
If I might, Frank, step in again, I want to straighten this out. The original Blue Beam, which I was on when it first was announced, it was leaked, supposedly, had to do with projecting holographically into the skies, into the heavens, Muhammad, Buddha, Jesus Christ, depending upon what part of the world you were talking about and how many people you wanted to try to influence. That was the original Blue Beam. They were going to put images of Christ, etc., up there, Muhammad, and have them speak, right, to the people. And they were going to try to take charge of much of the mentality of what's left of the world's population. And that was Blue Beam. Now, that's been morphed into a false ET invasion of planet Earth. But that was not what Blue Beam was originally about. Now, you want to use Blue Beam as a label for that, which Wernher von Braun said the last thing they're going to do will be a false ET invasion of Earth to frighten everybody into conformity. But it's not the original Blue Beam. If you look it up, you should be able to find that. Go ahead. Thank you.
I think we can kind of eliminate that. But I wanted to mention it because I know that some of our listeners are familiar with that. And, of course, the final explanation for these things, before that, is that there's CGI going on. These are all special effects. Well, some of them may be. It's hard to separate wheat from the chaff here. But at the same time, there are literally dozens, maybe hundreds of different videos. Are they all CGI? Are they all special effects? I don't think so. Some of them seem to really ring true. Of course, I know CGI stuff can look really good, but I would say, no, the numbers are against that as well. And the final explanation of what these things are is that they're drones. Are there any drones at all that are being used? I think there's a few. But I think the vast majority, I will go on record here, I feel very strongly about this, I think the vast majority of them are not drones at all. Because what is a drone? A drone is essentially a radio-controlled model airplane. That's basically what it is. And they're going to be flying. Can you imagine flying a drone at nighttime over areas that are not in the city? That's like impossible. I challenge any expert drone flyer to go out into an area where there's no other lights and to maneuver your aircraft around perfectly as these things are. No, I don't believe they are drones. I think 90% or more are not drones. You cannot night fly a drone without lights. Some of these drones have been photographed where they are flying without lights. Now, that makes it really impossible, folks. You cannot fly a drone at nighttime with no lights on, and they have the lights come on again, and then they're off for a long period of time.
Right. And don't forget, several drone operators like you and I, one was a sheriff, they sent their drone up there, and all of a sudden the batteries, which were fully charged, end up being empty, and the drone starts to come down. So
that's
there's
right.
some way that some of these craft, whatever they are, I call them UFO drones just to make sure we keep that unidentified open and don't buy into these lies from the government. You heard that Major General talking at the beginning, lie after lie after lie. And Frank is completely correct. Anything moves, anything, and the government, the military knows it. Believe it. These things are all tracked. Just keep that in mind.
They've been tracking these things for 14 years.
Oh,
there's
yes,
no space on the face of the Earth that is not being surveilled constantly.
That's right. Thank you.
So,
you
I know, they don't know where these things are coming from. Oh, come on.
Nah. No, it's ridiculous.
The
here, let me do this.
Thing is there
if
have
I might.
Been... Oh, go
let
ahead.
Me do this, Frank.
Yeah.
At the video at the top of the homepage is a wonderful survey video. At 11 minutes, the first video of one of the white-only drones shooting lasers at the ground is shown. It's only about a minute and a half. I'm going to play it here. I've forgotten what the exact narration is, but it's 11 minutes top of the homepage. Here, let's take a listen.
Take a look at this clip. But appears as if a downed drone is shooting from the ground. It appears to be shooting...
That's wrong, because the drone, the UFO drone, is airborne, and it's shooting down to the ground. This AI voice got it backwards.
Yeah.
Lasers. Come on, guys, is this real life?
That thing is completely stationary, shooting.
All right, so take a look, and take a look at this video. It brings a lot of interesting and very diverse aspects of this phenomenon to the fore. Go ahead, please, Frank.
There have been, up to now, a minimum of 2,500 sightings. That's in less than 1 month. And out of those 2,500 sightings, there have been only two arrests. Two men who have found flying their drones too close to some area. Well, let me tell you something else that most people don't know, and I didn't learn until fairly recently. Most police departments, especially urban police departments, have a very simple device. They've had this for some years now, and this device is nothing more than a radio receiver. And it's built so that it picks up the frequency of drones, because there are a lot of drones that were being used for possible illegal activities. So if you want to find out where these things are coming from, and if you want to stop the person that's using it, whether day or night, you turn on this radio receiver, it picks up the frequency, and then it tracks where that frequency is and tells you exactly, precisely to the foot and yard, exactly where this person is standing with their operative device. Well, why have none of these all of a sudden begun to, why have all these begun to fail now? This is a simple device which has been in use for, I'd say at least 5 years or so. These objects that are seen, if they're drones, they travel at speeds that are far beyond any known drone. They make incredibly fast maneuvers, and they're highly maneuverable. Drones plod along. They don't have the kind of speed capabilities, and they can only go to maybe 1,000 feet at most. Pilots on the West Coast have reported these drones, swarms of these drones, at 20,000 feet. There's no known drone anywhere in the world, unless it's some highly secret piece of equipment, that can go anywhere near that altitude. They also, the average drone, even the best drones today, they really have little more than 1 hour endurance of flying time, maybe at the most an hour and 20 minutes. These things have been spotted in the sky for hours, the same ones. That's like impossible. Like you said, they're coming either out of the water or over the water. That's really hazardous flying. You have to be a super talented pilot in order to be able to maneuver whole squadrons, whole swarms of these things flying out over open water.
If they're coming
in the middle of the night, doesn't make sense. Some drones have been seen to morph, to actually change shape into other objects, and there have been some really excellent videos made of that.
Right.
The drones are coming, mostly silent.
If they're coming over the water, if they're coming over the water at night, they came from somewhere. If they came off of a boat, are you kidding me? We know every damn boat that's floating
on the water. They must have come out of some base
under the water. If they came out of the water, it would suggest to me that the ET angle should not be dropped at all. We don't do things like that. That's not something. Now, maybe our most advanced technology can pull that off. I haven't seen it. I haven't heard about it.
Unlikely.
Very unlikely. I agree. That's the perfect word for it.
I think that some of these objects are deliberately trying to pass themselves off as drones.
Yes,
there are a few that look.
Yeah,
they look a little bit like drones. There was this one drone expert that was interviewed. I don't have the channel for that. I wish I had saved it. But he said that the drones that they've seen fairly close, the close-up views, look very unusual. For example, there was a drone that had all of its propellers on one side. How would you even explain that such a thing could fly properly? Another one said that some of the recordings made of these things that did make noise, and the vast majority of them make no noise whatsoever, the recordings, right. Those that did make noise, they sounded like some kind of more like a mix master than a real drone. So, I mean, are they like playing, or are they trying to camouflage themselves in a rather clumsy way? There was a Coast Guard rescue boat, U.S. Coast Guard rescue boat, that was buzzed in the middle of the night over the dark water by one of these drones.
No, no, 13 example. Of them, 13 by count. And that was a 47-foot Coast Guard boat at night in the Atlantic. I don't know how far offshore it was. And they were being buzzed, followed very closely by 13 of these items. So, It looks like that one of the alternate explanations might be that we're being spoofed by a very intelligent group of beings. They're playing with us. They're putting these up. They can create shapes. We've seen UFOs shapeshift before. That's been a matter of record
for
a long time.
Yes, they have. They've been known for doing that. Yeah.
That's right. Now, the other aspect is two helicopters, one military, one sheriff's, apparently tried to chase these things down, and they were left in the dust.
I was just going to bring that up. That's in Orange. Good. That was in Orange County, New Jersey.
That's
right on the seafront there. And that's right. These were run by the sheriff's department. This was top-notch equipment, and they just got outrun. Well, there is no drone today that's going to outrun that kind of helicopter interception. I mean, it's just not going to happen. But these did. They just outran it like nothing, no problem at all. They just zipped away from it. So we have eliminated the most unlikely. The government, that's very easy to do, a bunch of liars. The radiation hotspot, possible, but in this case, rather unlikely because there's too many places. The military? No, our military needs a lot of help, and I don't think that they've got any super secret stuff like this. Drones? No, I think the majority of them are not drones. I would easily say well over 90% are not drones. CGI? Well, there might be some. I'm not an expert in that. I can't tell you which video.
Well, you can't really mix and match. There's too many. Too many different things. CGI, I don't think could handle it. Unless it was a motion picture and they do it in a laboratory with supercomputers.
Yeah, because you're getting, like I said, you've got some wonderful coverage from Iran and England. And, I mean, is all this being done as CGI? Right. I found that rather.
Here's another one.
So we're left with
one more.
A few culprits here. Oh, go ahead,
One more. If the government is, just for fun here, now humor me, if the government is really telling the truth, they don't know what they are. There's no danger. Maybe this is something that is not of terrestrial origin. And we're being spoofed and played with. And the government can't do anything about it. They know there's no danger, or there would have been. We would have been turned into a French fry, this planet, long ago. So there's something going on. They have no say in it. This is a possible explanation. It shouldn't be dismissed entirely. The unidentified flying object label is what should be being used. It's not. To label these drones is an effort to put people at ease, first of all, because it's an accessible term and they know what drones are. They don't know what UFOs are. UFOs that look like drones, that you cannot at this point logically, I think, or pragmatically dismiss. I don't take anything off the table right now. It's almost all there.
No. Well, they're lying from the very beginning, from the moment they open their mouths. They're saying that there are drones, that they said that's a term that's easily acceptable, and they're not dangerous. We don't know anything about them, where they're from. But how can they conclude that they offer no danger whatsoever when they don't know anything about them at all? I mean, how can they be firm in that? So we can take that off. The only culprits, the last culprits are these Russian. The Russians may be accused of many things, but they cannot be accused of stupidity.
That's exactly the word I was going to suggest. Exactly. They're not stupid. They've got plenty to do. They don't need to do something like this.
They don't need this. And what could they possibly get out of it? You know, there's nothing to any advantage to the Russians from something like this. So they're not that stupid. And like you say, they've got a full plate. They have no time or energy for any foolishness like this. The other one that's been other country that's been associated with this phenomena is Iran. And although Iran might be motivated to do something like this, it looks from that video that we've seen where they're shooting all out at this object that they have their focus, attention elsewhere.
Well, you know what that reminds me of, Frank? You know, that reminds me of the Battle of Los Angeles, 1941. Yes, they fired off, I think, 4,300 some rounds from AA. These are heavy artillery, and not one of them made any impact on this item, this big illuminated
item. They fired all through the night at them, and they were caught them in their searchlights, and the objects in 1942 were moving very slowly, and they still couldn't
shoot
any of them down.
February 1942. That's right.
And then the other potential culprit is China. And the best the Chinese are able to do is send over maybe a balloon. You know, they get most of their technology. They steal almost everything from us. I don't think the Chinese are, the communist Chinese certainly are not noted for their innovation. Maybe they would think that something like this would be good. But it doesn't seem like they have the know-how.
They got their hands full, too, with the Philippines, you know, with Taiwan, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Some pretty interesting information that's been leaked about the latest examples of Chinese military technology, and it's kind of ludicrous. I mean, they had an aircraft, this giant aircraft carrier they built, and they were still working on it, and it capsized and sank in port. I mean, it's just, they really don't seem to have the know-how for this sort of thing. So I would think Russia, no, they're not that stupid. Iranians, no, they're too busy shooting at these things, I think, to be worrying about us. And the Chinese, again, like you said, they have too much on their plate, and I don't believe they have the technical know-how for anything like this whatsoever.
Very foolish.
I think no
one
does.
And if it were the Chinese or the Russians, in his video at the top of the homepage, it shows somebody shooting 223 or 5.56 out of probably an AR-15 at one of these things.
Oh, really?
It looked to me like, oh, you need to see this. He hit it. I'd say he hit it.
Wow.
You can see that he's got tracer rounds, or you can see the white hot.
Yeah.
It's up there. You got
to
take a look at
that.
So, all right, here we have outrunning military and at least sheriff's department helicopters, allegedly not seen on radar, no heat signature whatsoever, no overt point of origin, and believe it, the government knows where these are coming from, how they're maneuvering and going, unless they really are completely invisible to radar, and then they don't. So, I leave almost anything on the table right now. There's a lot of possibilities
here.
They're
very intriguing. Instrumentation with this.
Yes.
The satellite surveyor network that's been in place since 2012, a lot of it isn't even radar. You don't really even need radar. They have pretty powerful optical instruments there that can look down and see things, and they're very, very good at it.
And what if they were Chinese, Russian, or Iranian, and some guy, like I said, with an AR-15 or an AK shot one down? You're going to find Chinese characters or Iranian Farsi language or Russian.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. It's not even smart to consider that, really. They wouldn't risk it. It's too risky. They're all over the mainland here. Somebody's going to shoot one down. Unless,
now, if it did come out, for example,
protected.
That, yes, all these are being done by the Russians, well, The American people would demand to be all out involved in the war in Ukraine, and there's no way that the Russians want anything like that to happen now. So what I can conclude from this, and this is just my own conclusion, I don't pretend to be correct in this, and I certainly don't know everything, but I've just tried to scale everything down from the facts that are available that you have presented, and I've presented here too. I believe that this is extraterrestrial. In my own mind, I think this is extraterrestrial. And I believe that for not only the reasons that we've discussed, but for something else. And that is, I believe that the international condition today is so hazardous. We have never been this close to nuclear self-annihilation ever in our whole history. It's surpassed the Cuban Missile Crisis of the 1960s. And it's very hot, especially right at this particular moment in time. And I mean this particular moment because President-elect Trump, like him or not, he appears at least to be interested in distancing our country from involvement in Ukraine and to let that whole thing slow down and not blow up. We're not in, he does not appear to be interested in challenging the Russians on this, but the exact opposite. But the Biden administration, it seems to be doing everything in its power to make things as difficult for him as possible when he finally becomes president in just a few weeks.
Right.
And who knows to what lengths they would go to make his condition as impossible as they possibly could do. Oh. I've never imagined that a former president or a president like Biden or the people around him would have gone to such lengths to sabotage not only the president, but of course the American people. This is supposedly their government, and it's just a real criminal regime that has been
right.
involved.
Well, I just go back to the physics of it. No heat, invisible to radar, diminishing the batteries almost immediately of any human drone that is sent up there to intercept or otherwise buzz these drones, which is quite
And Iranian durable. Artillery can't shoot it down.
That's a big, big one. So
that's a big
go back to
one. So
the
I think
of
that
Los
what is
Angeles
happening is that
yeah, go ahead.
I think that alien intelligences have been monitoring our planet for a very, very long time, and that they're seeing that hey, the Earthlings are really on the verge of doing it. They're really on the verge of destroying the whole place, and I don't believe that the aliens are even particularly worried about that. Earth is probably a dime a dozen as far. I mean, if you have a craft that is an intergalactic craft, you've been able to take you everywhere.
Exactly.
You've probably seen many, many, many Earth-like planets and pretty very
maybe
similar
billions.
Situations. And we are Earthlings are just like people that are living on a little island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, a backward people who have very little technology, no boats that can take them more than just around the island, and they can't believe that there are any other islands anywhere else that have people on it. And that's pretty much the way our species is right now. So what I think has happened is that these aliens have been monitoring our situation. They don't like what's happening because if our species brings these weapons into space, well, welcome to the galactic neighborhood, but
there.
You have to put your pistols away.
Yeah.
So I think what is happening is this. This is just, I'm just shooting in the breeze. I don't have anything.
Yeah,
what
fine.
Do they want? What do the aliens, what are they doing? Why are they putting on this show every night?
Okay,
and it is interesting when they're...
Got it.
Are they appearing like at 3 and 4 in the morning? No. They're mostly being seen between 6 o'clock at night and 11 o'clock
true.
At night when people are out and awake. It's like they
right.
want to be seen. It's like there's no more hiding involved here.
Right.
And I think what could be happening, of course, it's very difficult to second guess the intelligence of a non-human species, but nonetheless, it's possible... I think it's conceivable that they want to be seen continuously for a long time so as to accustom us to seeing it. Okay, yeah, well, those are aliens up there, but they're just flying around, and we're all used to it now. We've seen it. To accustom us over the next few months to these things that are seen in the sky. And this is a preparation for them. They don't want to give us heart failure by just showing up on the White House lawn, getting out of their vehicle, and telling us what to do. That would really freak everybody out terribly. So they're kind enough to just get us used to the idea that there they are, and when they're ready, this preparatory phase will end, and they will, for the very first time in modern history anyway, they will directly contact us. Who that it will choose to talk to us, I don't know. They will communicate with us somehow, and they will talk about nuclear disarmament. I think that's what's going to, that's a very possibility. And that'll be a shock for us. People have certain religious ideas.
Well,
we'll have to reconcile it. But I think that's a possibility.
The public has been conditioned since the 1950s with UFO, ET, scary movies, all right, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think people, frankly, I think they'd adjust to it very quickly. And the only way that this is going to work is if they give us an ultimatum, just like that happened in the day the Earth stood still in 1951.
That film might be prophetic for what is happening. They'll come down, they'll be very kind, they'll be very civilized, but they're going to say, you've gone too far with this. You know, if you want to wipe yourselves out, that means nothing to us, but you are a species which is developing very quickly. Within the next 100 or so years, you're going to be out beyond the solar system, and you're going to have your atomic weapons with you, and we cannot tolerate that. We know you are an aggressive, dangerous species. And if you want to stay here and do all sorts of terrible things, well, that's fine. That's your business. We couldn't care less.
Keep it in your own backyard. That's right.
But if you come out, and every indication is, look how far you as a human species have developed from the Wright brothers. By the way, today is the day of the very first manned human flight, heavier than air flight. The Wright brothers flew the Wright Flyer today in 1903 for the first time, and look at what has happened. The technological development from that time till now is astounding in such a short space of time. And the ETs know this, and they're going to say, well, we can just now make a forecast for the future. In the next 100 or so years, where are you going to be? You're going to be in space, and you're going to have your damn atomic weapons with you, or worse. And we don't want you out here. We don't want you. Once you've matured a little bit, we'll see. I think that's what's going to happen. I think it's possible that that's why they're flying around, and they don't mind being seen because they're trying to get us all conditioned and accustomed to it.
It would be nice if they were trying to intervene and shake us up. We've gone through two world wars. A third is pending. We've certainly made it quite clear to any observer that we have no problem killing hundreds of millions of our own kind off. That's not a problem for us. And look what's happening right now. The stage is set for a global annihilation of much of this species. And I do think that many people do not understand yet how powerful and overwhelming AI is, and is only going to get far more adept at. In a year from now, if we survive, AI will be 10 to 100 times more powerful, more overwhelming, more intelligent than it already is. The reason ChatGPT-5 is not out there right now, in my humble opinion, is that GPT-4 has a commensurate human IQ of about 153. That's Einstein genius level, 150 IQ. GPT-5 is supposed to have an IQ of over 1,500. That's 10 times more. They can't release that now because the average rank-and-file consumer could not use it appropriately, wouldn't know what to do with it. Too much power
not
in the hands
of the
people. So AI is the big determiner here, in my opinion.
It is. Not only is it so much smarter than all of us, it's much faster. It's very quick.
Speed of light. Just about.
So, I mean, by the time you want to react, you don't exist anymore. So it's a real big challenge. And now I think that our planet has been monitored for so long, and when we were in the horse and buggy days, who cares? They'd show up every once in a while and say, oh, how are you getting along? And that'd be it. But now they're showing up in huge numbers. We've never lived through our species until this moment, as far as I know, as far as I am aware in historic times, has never been faced with, if this is UFO, if these are aliens, and I think they are mostly, has never been faced with such numbers for so long, swarms of them, doing all kinds of things, morphing into other shapes, dropping into the sea, allowing themselves to be shot at by our high-tech weapons, all within the space of days, and it's continuing on. So it's something that I think we should be very much concerned about. And we may be the generation that is privileged, if you can call it that, that will witness when these beings come down and they finally do declare themselves and make themselves known in their own good time. And then I think they're going to present us with that ultimatum. They're going to do it in a very civilized way. They're not going to negotiate, though. They're going to say, you can't do this anymore. This is not a warning. We're telling you.
Right.
You're not
right.
doing this anymore.
Well, I could go. If any of you have not seen, and some of you haven't, The Day the Earth Stood Still, go look at it. The remake is also good, I understand. I think there was a remake. I forgot when.
I thought it was terrible, actually.
I wouldn't go near it. I just, when I see something that's that good, I don't want to water it down.
So, somebody was just trying to...
War of the Worlds and Hollywood running out of energy, so to speak.
Absolutely. If you have to go back and appropriate or steal from somebody else's greatness, then that doesn't say much for the copycats, you know. But The Day the Earth Stood Still, that has been a classic film, and it still reaches people after all these years, after, what, 75 years or however long ago it came out?
Yeah, that's the only thing that would work, Frank, an ultimatum. You can't, too many different groups here on the planet, they can't sit down and reason with us. They have to sit down and tell us. This is the
one place they're not going to go is the United Nations. They're not going to go there because they know what a squabbling hen house that is, nothing gets done. I think they're going to somehow, maybe they'll take over for just a moment all of the sources of public information, all the electronic news media. They'll take that over and say, we're talking to you about this, and we've shown ourselves for the past several months, and you know that we're not going to harm you or do any harm to you, but we have to discuss this, and we're telling you, you got to stop. That's a possibility. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but...
No, but there are things to... I'm kind of a strong backer of physics, and if these craft are not detectable by radar, don't give off a heat signature, etc. Those are major issues. Why would the government reveal that they have that kind of 100% stealth technology?
And why would they risk one of them falling down and somebody running away with it?
Precisely. No. Take a look at that video at the top of the homepage. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Sounds great.
Frank. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much. It was a great conversation as all.
You bet. All right. Take care. Merry Christmas, okay. Frank.
Merry Christmas to you and all our listeners.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. We'll pause and come right back.